We bought some Modi LED 24-watt RGB CW lamps in order to realize lighting in the corridor based on them. Here I will show the inside of one of these lamps and the procedure for changing its firmware to free it from the manufacturer's cloud. Then, we will also pair it with Home Assistant via MQTT using automatic HASS discovery. Dash, DFB DF51. We remove the diffuser. Inside is a separately large PCB with the LEDs and their drivers. EMT7668, two pictured, is a single-channel constant current LED controller. Next to it is the SM2235, which seems to perform a similar function. It too is a constant current LED controller, but with a two-wire interface. It looks like the SM2235 here has separately one MT7668, each for the RGB and CW LEDs, but I haven't analyzed how exactly this is connected. Separately is the green PCB with the power supply and Wi-Fi chip, BK7231. Information: BK7231 datasheet, pinout, programming, specification, wiki, BK7231T, BK7231. Firmware change. There are signed test pads on the bottom of the board. The UARTs are, for example, U1TX and U1RX. The board with BK7231 on the needle stand, for flashing, according to our flasher's instructions. All you need is a USB to UART converter. This is also how we read the Tuya configuration and its verbal description. It's interesting that the device thinks it has a CBLC5 module when in fact there is a BK7231N directly on the PCB. OpenBeacon handles importing this JSON without any problems. OpenBeacon supports the SM2235 communication protocol, and this is fully sufficient to drive this lamp. Pairing with HASS. Result: the lamp is correctly seen by Home Assistant, and you can already remotely control its colors and brightness level. Summary: the lamp was able to be fully activated without the cloud and now works with Home Assistant. By using the SM2235-2, it is possible to change the current of the LEDs, for example, to extend their life. You can set a slightly lower current than what the Chinese have chosen and potentially enjoy the lamp a little longer. Apart from that, we were a bit intrigued by the simultaneous presence of the SM2235, a constant current controller, and the MT7668. Also, I think it's a constant current controller, as why there are both of these chips here at once, but unfortunately the owner of the lamps didn't have the opportunity to analyze further. The wife is waiting, and the corridor needs to be lit. If anyone has any ideas why the construction is there and not the other, feel free to share suggestions.